Chapter 12 Jeremy's Story. That same night, Jeremy Stickles told me that everything was ready for the great battle against the Dunes. I told him how the counselor had stolen the necklace. "I know something about that necklace," Jeremy said. "I was in Watchet a few days ago, and I met an Italian woman called Benita. She used to be a servant to a rich English lord and his family in Italy. The English lord often talked to Benita about his family. He told her that one member of his family had lost all his lands and become an outlaw. Sadly, the English lord was killed when he was out riding one day. His wife took her little daughter and Benita with her to England. The family house was in this part of the country and they traveled here in a carriage. The lady knew about the Dunes, but wasn't afraid of them as yet. Highwaymen don't rob ladies and their children, she said. They passed the little town off Watchet and were near the sea. When they saw horsemen riding towards Themyscira, the driver of the carriage tried to drive faster, but the carriage stopped in the soft sand. As the horsemen came closer to the carriage, the lady was able to see their faces. "I know one of those men," she cried. "He's the member of our family who became an outlaw." Benita was carrying the box of family jewels. There was a diamond necklace in it, and she put it round the neck of the little girl. Then the highwayman pushed the carriage over on its side. After that, Benita remembers nothing. When she opened her eyes, the Dunes had gone, taking the little girl. The lady was carried to the town of Watchet, but she died soon after that. Benita stayed in that part of the country. She had no money, because the Dunes had taken everything. The lady's lands are under the protection of the government. If they ever find the owner, they'll return the lands to her. "I suppose," I said, "that the owner is the little girl who was carried away by the Dunes." "Yes, I remembered the day, long ago, when I was riding home from school. I remembered the foreign servant who asked me for a glass of water. I remembered how we passed the carriage with the lady and the little girl in it. And I remembered how we saw the Dunes riding across the moor with a little girl. It was very clear. Lorna belonged to a great family of lords, and she was the owner of great lands. She was too good for me. Perhaps I could never marry her. I rode to Watchet and met Benita. I showed her the old ring that Sir Ensor had given Lorna. Benita recognized it immediately as the lady's ring. Lorna was not a Dune. Her real name was Dougal. She was the daughter of Lord Dougal, and I now understood the Dune's plan. They wanted Carver to marry Lorna because then they would get all her land.